Law 12. Direct free kick. The aim is of this page is how to recognize a direct free kick, how to deal with it, and when a punishment should be applied. The introduction. Direct free kick offenses are known as penal offenses in referees' jargon. During the taking of a direct free kick, a goal may be scored directly, but only against the opposing team. A team taking a direct free kick cannot score a goal against themselves. For example, if a defending team takes a direct free kick just outside of their own penalty area, and the defending team player kicks the ball directly into his own goal, without the ball touching another player, a goal is not allowed. The restart in this situation is a corner kick to the attacking team. If the direct free kick in this example was taken inside the defending team's penalty area, then the restart in this situation is to retake the direct free kick, because the ball only comes into play during the taking of a direct free kick by a defending team inside its own penalty area, when the ball wholly leaves the defending team's penalty area, without being touched by another player. A direct free kick cannot be awarded. A. For an offense committed whilst the ball is not in play. E.g. before and whilst a goal kick, a corner kick, a throw-in, a free kick, or a place kick is taking place. For example, if the ball is out of play pending the taking of a throw-in, and a player thumps an opponent on the field of play, the play is restarted with the throw-in, and not a direct free kick. After you have sent off the culprit, of course. B. For any offense committed between players of the same team. C. For an offense committed against the referee, the assistant referee, or any other person who is not a player. D. For any offense committed off the field of play. A direct free kick is taken from where the offense occurred. A direct free kick can only be awarded for an infringement committed against an opponent, provided that the ball is in play. A direct free kick takes place where the offense happened, and not where the ball was when the referee stopped play, except deliberately handling the ball. For example, if an attacker in the center circle passes the ball to his colleague who is 15 yards outside of the center circle, and then an opponent decides to chop off the legs of the first attacker who is still in the center circle, the direct free kick will be taken from inside the center circle, and not where the ball was when the referee stopped play. If a direct free kick offense is committed by a defending team player against an attacking team player inside the defending team's penalty area, then a penalty kick is awarded to the attacking team to be taken from the penalty mark. Opponents must be 10 yards, 9.15 and away from the ball when a direct free kick is taken. If a team decides to take a quick direct free kick before the opposition players have had a reasonable amount of time to retreat the 10 yards, 9.15 meters, and the ball subsequently hits a retreating opponent who is near the ball, then it is not expected that the direct free kick should be taken again. By taking a quick direct free kick, the team has attempted to gain an advantage over their opponents. This is fair in law, but if the advantage does not accrue, they should not be given a second chance. This would be unfair and against the spirit of the game. Referees are strongly advised, when they can, to personally conduct any attacking free kicks near or in the defending team's penalty area. Ask the players who are taking the free kick if they want a whistle signal from you, the referee, before the free kick takes place. Players are entitled to take a quick free kick if they want to. But asking the players beforehand will prevent any misunderstandings that could and will develop if a quick free kick is taken and a goal is scored. If an attacking team does decide to take a quick free kick before you have asked the players if they want to wait for a signal from you and a goal is scored, then so long as no infringement has occurred during the taking of the free kick, the goal must be allowed. Aim to be consistent in your handling of free kicks near the penalty area. This will save you lots of trouble. A free kick, direct or indirect, awarded to the defending team inside its own goal area, may be taken from any point within the goal area. An indirect free kick awarded to the attacking team in its opponent's goal area is taken from the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the infringement occurred. See diagram below. In this case, the defenders must be at least back on the goal line when the indirect free kick is taken. And just to remind you, a direct free kick awarded to the attacking team in its opponent's goal area is a penalty. The referee should signal a direct free kick by firstly blowing his whistle to stop play and then pointing an outstretched arm upwards about 45 degrees from the horizontal and in the direction that the direct free kick is to be taken. It can also help if you can shout, "Direct keeper," towards the goalkeeper as a matter of courtesy. Players normally do not have a clue if a free kick should be direct or indirect, and as part of man management, it is recommended that you tell them when you can. To indicate a free kick, the assistant referee will raise and wave his flag backwards and forwards, then point his flag in the direction that the free kick should be taken, as shown in the two images to the right. There is no need to make a big show of waving the flag for too long. If the referee has not seen the offense, it can also sometimes help if the assistant referee indicates why he signaled for a direct free kick. Discreet small signals by the assistant referee towards the referee, such as shirt pulling, elbowing, and pushing motions, will help the referee understand the nature of the offense. This is all part of the unseen communication between the referee and his assistant referees.